When the Plaza Theater opened in El Paso in 1930, it was the showplace of the Southwest, the largest theater of its kind between Dallas and Los Angeles, featuring vaudeville, motion pictures, and stage shows. Architect W. Scott Dunn designed the theater in the Spanish Colonial Revival style. The facade was deceptively modest, its three-story entrance topped with a stepped and curved mission-style parapet. The entrance wing led to an elaborate lobby with a mezzanine. Columns, arches, protruding staircases, and walls were finished with textured plaster and painted medallions. Mosaic tile floors and painted ceilings added to the grandeur. In the four-story auditorium, arcades along both sides were angled toward the stage. Above them, terraces with preserved plants, arched openings, ornamental ironwork, and a stepped roof line created the illusion of an outdoor Moorish garden. Pinhole ceiling lights simulated twinkling stars. A Wurlitzer organ rose from the orchestra pit. In time, the theater succumbed to the popularity of television and the development of suburbs that took audiences away from downtown. The Plaza closed in 1973. Later, it came close to demolition to make way for a parking lot. That's when the nonprofit El Paso Community Foundation stepped in to save the theater, which was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1987. Eventually, the foundation raised funds needed to revive the plaza. Martinez and Johnson Architecture of Washington, D.C. guided the restoration and the renovation. The theater reopened in 2006 with seating for 2,100. Its expanded stage and 100-foot fly loft can accommodate Broadway shows. The refurbished plaza annex includes a restaurant, a children's theater, and a rooftop patio. The Plaza was one of about 100 atmospheric theaters whose special effects gave audiences an escape from the Great Depression and World War II. Today, it's among the few that remain, transporting theater goers to faraway places through the magic of architecture and the imagination.